Chapter 5. Evacuation. I am Ashta, the commander of 10 million men of my command surrounding this hemisphere and the protective force within the Alliance for Peace in the Intergalactic Council. We have called upon this messenger to compile this book for this point in Earth time that mankind might consider and understand the details of those things that could come to pass. For our Father doeth nothing except first he warneth his prophets. There is method and great organization in a detailed plan already near completion for the purpose of removing souls from this planet, in the event of catastrophic events making a rescue necessary. We watched diligently the threat of a polar shift for the planet in your generation. Such a development would create a planetary situation through which none could survive. This would necessitate an evacuation such as I have referred to. Another manifestation necessitating global rescue would be the collision of an asteroid within your own magnetic field, or the bypass of another large heavenly body. This would so disrupt and disturb your own grid system and energy field that all of the inhabitants of the planet would face extinction. The negativity of man could magnetize these things to himself. Detailed scientific data accumulated over long periods of monitoring the actions of the bodies within the solar system indicates these events are within the realm of possibility. This book is not intended to frighten anyone, but on the contrary, to hold out the hope and confidence of our presence with you for any time of trouble. The dangers to the planet are very real. The resulting tragedy to humanity would be unavoidable. However, our presence surrounding you of the total 35 million members of the Intergalactic Federation will assist you, lift you up and rescue you, and hold you in safety. The magnetized solar flares now present around the sun in its present position, in conjunction with the planetary alignment that is presently coming into its final position, combines to create a strong tendency to pull the Earth into untoward motion. The possible polar shift has been greatly lessened and gentled by the action of our scientific volunteers from many worlds. These are greatly learned men who understand these things, and whose services have gladly been given for the purpose of saving this beautiful planet. There are also tracking units with the Ashta Command which continually trace the pathways of all asteroid action within this solar system and beyond. Any threatening approach of another heavenly body can be strongly averted from its direction. This type of surveillance is constant. Inner disturbances taking place within the planet itself are direct reflections of the aspirations and the attitudes and vibrations of those who dwell upon it. We have repeatedly attempted to turn the thoughts of humanity toward the reality of divine truth and principles. We have dared to lower our craft into your frequencies in a visible way. We have dared to expose ourselves in vulnerable situations in order to convince souls of Earth of our presence. Now we take further steps, because of the shortness of time and the dangers that beset you and the pressure of coming events. We come to you once again with our call and our warning, but this time we dare to expose our most secret strategy to sound the alarm that this will soon indeed be the midnight hour. Now is the time to inventory the inner values. Therefore, we dare to expose within the pages of this book our plans to come out into the open and send proof of our presence and existence back to the Earth to silence forever arguments and denials of our overshadowing protection. This is the new strategy unveiled to you at this time in exposing our proposed gatherings of those who have come to walk among you as our representatives. They have to work in service to you, and we dare to reveal them and their identities, for no harm can come to them. We would simply remove them from your midst if you were to attempt to harm them in any way. They are citizens of your planet, who have lived with you, suffered with you, walked with you, and truly been one of you. Now we call them forth to admit their identity, to be gathered together to spend a brief time with us that they might return to you and share with you the facts and the proofs of our existence and the truth of our words. The Ashta Command now sends forth this book, that you, O men of Earth, might be forewarned that these things shall take place. As these are gathered with us and returned once again into your midst, you will know that the events described in these councils are also true. You will know that global evacuation will take place. You will be helped and you will be rescued, and by the proofs that are given our representatives who return to you, you will know that our promises are true. We leave this book upon the planet for the few who will accept it. These words are not for the many, but for those to whom they are sent. More importantly, that later, those who remain behind will know why they have not been taken. Let all read and be quickened in the inner levels of being. Ashta.